Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, Corey Majors. And, of course, the famous and studious Alec Medford.
He's recording us all the time.
I know. He just, since I came back, he looks so much smarter than before with those glasses. Those are boss glasses.
He had glasses before.
But these are different. And, like, I think he had just gotten these glasses when I was leaving.
I did. Yeah. Actually, the day that you left.
See?
Yeah.
So you hadn't even seen him with those glasses.
He looks like you have, like, some sort of crisis, and that's who you go to help you, like, figure it out.
But is it, like, tech guy crisis stuff or just in general smartness?
Nah, tech guy, yeah. But okay. Also, he looks trustworthy.
Mm-hmm. And see, what the thing is, look at that. He's like
he should have one of those coats on with the different patches.
Okay.
You know?
Like, he's carrying around, a mole. Is it a moleskin? Those little books like you have, the one you have right there.
Yeah, maybe a satchel. Of some such.
Yeah, and a cup of coffee. And then you're like, you know what? You're a professor, is basically what he just said, Alec.
Wow. That's what I think. And like, you'd go to Alec for advice, and he goes, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right.
Oh, man.
And you're just like, you kind of sit with that for a little while, and you're like, he's right.
I do like making people ponder. So I do think that fits.
That is... And then what's crazy about this is he's got that look up top, right? You know, with the ponytail and everything.
Yeah.
Then you look at the physique. He's like, jacked.
He's a monster.
Tattoos. So he's also cool. So he's got all those things going for him.
Ooh, okay. Then tomorrow, Alec, because I have another theory I want to try out. Can you carry a Bible in? Because I want to see if what you really have is cool youth pastor vibes.
Hold on,
that's what I want to see next.
Alec, you might want to watch The Hunting Wives before you do all I'm saying is you may not want to be the youth pastor.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. All right.
I have not seen this show
yet.
You
need to check out The Hunting Wives.
I know. You're right.
For future discussions is all I'm really saying here.
Now, we have three great options to start here. Do you want football? Baseball?
Oh.
Golf?
Golf is fun. I have a question about golf.
You probably should ask somebody else.
Okay. I saw the headline, and I was going to bring this up. Is Scottie Scheffler the most dominant athlete on the planet right now? And if not, who is?
Ooh.
Who's the most because Tom Brady's done, all right?
Right.
And he was dominant during his era. Tom Brady's done, though. LeBron is... done, and even he was dominant in his own way, right?
Yeah,
he still puts up amazing numbers, right? But is Scottie Scheffler, like, he's winning tournaments, he's in an individualized sport, and he's just running away with some of these things. Is there anybody else out there that dominant? Not even Mahomes. I don't think Mahomes is as dominant as he
is. See, and that's what I just started thinking about, because the two people that immediately come to mind are Mahomes and Jokic. But one of the things that hinders, like, their case is, and I realize the Chiefs had just won two Super Bowls before that, and they just made it back to the Super Bowl. So I'm not saying, like, oh, the Chiefs are no good. But the thing that hinders Jokic is he's clearly the best player in the NBA, but he doesn't win a plethora of titles. Like, even you go back to Larry Bird, when people are like, ooh, I think he's the best player in the NBA. He did win three titles in the span of that decade, and Jokic has one. So I think that probably knocks him out. I think Mahomes might be my top contender. What about Shohei? Because for Shohei, he's about to, one would assume, he's on the precipice of winning his fourth MVP and being the only the second player ever to do that. And they're the world defending world champions. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if Shohei would be in that category. But it is tough to argue against Scheffler, who's having the best golfing season in, what, like 20 years?
Yeah, and the... There's a moment, Kevin, I was reading some stuff and everybody was still commenting on the humor of Bobby and that show and everything. And when you brought up Shohei, I was like, he's not funny. What are you talking about?
No, we're talking about dominant.
I was in the middle of the, and that was my topic too. Yeah. So that's what's even weirder.
I guess those people in Hawaii probably don't think he's funny, right?
Probably not. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah. For the 972, Scotty, 100% getting a golf ball to do what you want. Is so...
It is pretty insane, man.
All right. So
yeah, that was my Scottie Scheffler conversation.
Okay, let's go ahead and play Cut 19 then. If you haven't seen the shot yet, it's freaking amazing. And you're going to hear the crowd build up to it, and it's just tremendous. Well, let me ask you this. Deep down in Scottie Scheffler's heart, he would admit, like, there's no way he thought he was going to make the shot, right? He's like, hey, if I could get within, like, 6 to 9 feet for an easier putt...
Yeah.
That would be nice. Good, but okay. So here is evidence, and oh crap, I'm forgetting his opponent. Who's the dude's soul that he took with this shot? Because you saw, like, I want to say it's Bob McKay, but that's not right because that's our boss. But like, not Bob McKay is standing there, and you could just see the energy fall out of him when this putt happens. So give me not putt, this shot happens. Give me Scottie Scheffler. Here's his candidate for most dominant athlete right now.
Look at Scheffler. Can you believe what you just saw? Bobby Mack can't.
Bobby Mack, yeah, McIntyre.
Is okay. Is that really that far from Bob McKay? I don't think so.
Bobby Mack, you're right.
So somebody put up the idea of Terrence Crawford. Look, Terrence Crawford is not too far away from potentially being able to take that crown because he's got, obviously, a ginormous fight coming up against Canelo. And if he can win that fight, well, then I would certainly listen to the idea of Terrence Crawford. But like,
has it been a long time. I'm trying to think. Mayweather was dominant.
Yeah, agreed.
But it didn't feel like the last like six fights that he fought, or maybe seven, were all kind of paid for.
Yeah, and look, and I think that's...
But he was dominant in his own time.
And I think that's one of the reasons so many people are so excited
for
that fight, because it feels like best on best.
Yeah.
You know, or like as close to best on best as you get, because by the time you got Mayweather and Pacquiao, people were like, I kind of feel like Pacquiao with his speed and everything is maybe like 4 years removed from where you would really want to see that fight. So I would listen to that, but that shot was amazing. Scottie Scheffler is amazing. He's putting together one of the most tremendous golf seasons you've seen in decades. And I would certainly listen to the argument that right here, right now, he's the most dominant athlete.
I'm all about that. And you know what, Kevin? There was a time, you might see a transition here.
Oh.
There was a time when we probably would have said Nathan Eovaldi.
Ooh.
You know, but then he gave up like 15 home runs in a game.
That was one start.
And now he's done for, I think, is basically what everybody said after that. So
no, he pitched really well yesterday.
That's great.
What? That's the end?
Does Scottie Scheffler ever play bad golf?
I mean,
I'm sure he's lost some golf games.
It's probably happened, but it doesn't feel like you get a good look of that. All right.
But yeah, no, I mean, like, seriously, there was a point where I know he wasn't in the conversation for Cy Young because you have to have innings match up with everything, but Nathan Eovaldi was dominating people.
By the way, on that front, I believe Nathan Eovaldi, if he makes his next two starts of at least six innings apiece, he will qualify for the ERA title,
and right,
he's still like a good half of a run better than Skubal. So I wonder if that will change any people's mind. But we go to the Texas Rangers yesterday. Don't worry, we'll get to plenty of Cowboys in just a little bit. Give me cut number 11, because this is a man who is tough as hell and got the Rangers, or helped get the Rangers a win yesterday.
Even though he homered after being hit by the pitch, he swings, and this one is cranked out to left. Lucas turns, he looks, and it's out of here. Is it Adrian Beltre or Marcus Semien? Harkening back to the Ranger legend who was outstanding when he was playing with a sore thumb back in 2015. Well, Marcus Semien with his second homer of the series, and the Rangers strike first with a two-run shot here in the second.
Now, for Marcus Semien, Bruce Bochy goes, he's so tough. He's got to be, I'd say, one of the toughest, if not the toughest player that I've ever had. So that has kind of brought up the question. Was it Marcus Semien that turned it around? Was it Nathan Eovaldi who helped turn it around?
Could have been Boch.
Or was it cut number 18? Now, he had to sanitize this for obvious reasons.
Oh, my gosh, he had to sanitize it. You know he didn't want it. There were moments, Kevin.
You could tell, and I think even right down to the name. So this is Coach Balsack not going by that name, trying to fire the Rangers up yesterday.
But hey, this is it. You have 38 games left, and I don't care about games 37, 36, 35, all those anymore. I care about today, and I care about one pitch at a time. What did you want to do when you were 10 years old, when you were 15 years old, when you were 20 years old? You wanted to be a Major League Baseball player, and you wanted to play in the biggest games. The only way you're ever going to play in a big game this year is if you figure out these next 38 games, how to win 24 or more of them. You can do it. We can do it. Let's do it. Go Rangers!
Oh, I like the person in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the very beginning, he had to say, I believe, Coach Bassick, because he goes, if you've listened to me on 105.3 The Fan, I had another name for it. I don't know if he could
but
say
I'm
it.
But I'm not going to say it.
I can't. It was either Jared or it might have been Hicks who's like, yeah, no, you can't say that right now. It might have been.
Why? Why not? We say Coach Balsack all the time.
You know what? I don't.
Is TV afraid of saying Balsack?
I think they are.
When referring to Coach?
I think that they are.
Why? You know what? It's probably because they're like, but we're the Rangers TV station. We're the Rangers radio station.
Yeah,
he's
more corporate.
You probably wouldn't hear Matt Hicks or Eric Nadel go and Coach Balsack.
Yes.
Has stepped out into the stadium.
That would be super weird. So.
Or awesome.
Okay, both. My question for y'all, though, is, I mean, in yesterday's win, it was awesome.
10 runs. That's what we were saying, right?
Yeah.
That's what we need.
And somebody, you know, I saw somebody text in and said, what happened to the offense the rest of the weekend? I think you go back to Friday and it was just a catastrophe of relief pitching. But that's the thing. You did still lose the series.
Mm-hmm.
And
which we said they need to win series.
And you move on to Kansas City, who's sitting in a very similar, if not almost exactly the same, I know they've had a little bit more success in the past few games, situation as you. Do you believe that this game can move them forward, or is this just a thing where every time the Rangers get a win, we're like, hey, could it move them forward? And you're like, I'm going to ignore the four games before that.
I am going to ignore the four games before that.
Okay.
Because now is all we have, Kevin. Mm-hmm. And so I have this belief that Bruce Bochy has this magic wand that he can wave over the room and everybody goes, you know what? You're right. And they turn it back on.
Okay.
Because I've seen it.
Sure.
If I hadn't seen it once in the past, and hell, we even saw it whenever he was coaching and managing San Francisco, where the teams just weren't that great. And then all of a sudden they'd go on this buzzsaw run that you're like,
right.
What the hell just happened?
Yeah.
And then and it caught teams off guard, you know? So that's where Kevin, I just have this belief. I want to believe. More than anything, I want to believe. There are players on this team that I like and that I root for. The manager I like and I root for. So I want to believe more than anything else. Kevin, all of reality, I am willing to suspend for the belief that this Rangers team can go on one more run. But this series right here, this is the end for it. I said this road trip.
Okay.
I said if you went 4-3, yeah, you're okay. If you went 2-5, I was really out on it. So this is the next part, the next leg of this is what will end it for me. But Kevin, Saturday, I was like, that's it. That is it. And then Sunday changed my mind again. So I got to give myself these 7 games, the 7-game window.
Okay.
I'm willing to do that.
And by the way, somebody said they hope Berger is not too hurt. I think the tests are happening today.
Okay.
But he's going to be out 2-3 games while he gets the test done on his sore wrist. Hopefully we don't find out after the fact that that's going to require a longer sit. But really? I think we'll find that out today. And GVAG Nation, always check it in.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
And on Mondays with Chris Young, I bet they can get a more concrete answer, hopefully, of what kind of information we found from the test by the end of the day. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Go Rangers!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, asking the questions that matter. Like, are you sad that Corey killed Tank Top Tuesday just because the kids are back in school?
It'll be back next year. All right. Next summer, we'll start it. We'll even start it early. And I'm going to have more cooler tank tops for next year.
Okay, I look forward to that. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Well, we're doing well. I trust that by watching the preseason game, you have figured out the entire roster and the entire season. Do you want to give us all 53 names now? Do you want to portion them out? How does that work?
I probably can give you 40.
Okay.
Whoa.
Can I ask you a general roster philosophy question?
All right.
All right. So I'm just going with Mickey Spagnola. Which player do you like better before we get to why that he won't get on the roster? If you got to choose, would you rather take James Houston or Will Grier? I know they're going to keep Will Grier, but like, if it was up to you, would you rather James Houston made the roster?
Will Grier. You guys like James Houston?
Yeah, do you not?
I don't know, maybe I missed something, but...
I just saw a couple plays where he flashed on Saturday.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, Mickey's against my first.
But you know what? I've asked about James Houston a couple of different areas, and there hasn't been a lot from.
Well, you know what?
Him,
you guys asked me last week about it, right?
I did, yeah.
So, I thought he looked good.
And I said, well, let me look at this guy.
Yeah.
And
he didn't do it for you.
He had 43 snaps, he had two tackles.
Yeah. Those were the two that I said he flashed.
So you saw him. Yeah. He saw each
one of them.
I saw
both of them.
Yeah. I was like, how come they asked me about this guy?
Oh, man.
Sorry. Maybe I wasn't watching enough.
I'll tell you why I asked about him. Because when obviously they were looking for some people to play that position. Like, that was why he got signed for camp. And then on top of that, I just had not heard his progression. And so I watched him while we were out there, but we were out there for like 3 days. And so I was trying to figure out if anything else had progressed since then. And based on what I've heard, not much. So,
well, I mean, if you're going to compare him to the two guys you just mentioned, right? Mm-hmm. Or to the guy you mentioned, well, he might have to be the backup quarterback.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. I don't dispute that.
And I know that was going to take the discussion in a different direction.
For sure.
Yeah, that's, to me, if you're looking for things that are unsettled that scare you between cornerback and backup quarterback would get my attention.
Is Will Grier probably going to have to be the backup quarterback because Joe Milton can't play in this league? Or Joe Milton's not ready to play in this league.
Yeah. You know, today on our podcast, I compared the situation to Tony Romo. Because when Romo came in 2003, he wasn't ready to play in the National Football League. And he didn't have to.
Right.
And he wasn't being judged that way. Right? And so 2003, 2004... 2005, and then in 2006, he got in there, right? Halfway through the season. And there's nothing wrong with that. You don't need to, you know, he came in as an undrafted free agent. Joe Milton comes in as a sixth-round draft choice.
Yeah.
So somebody didn't think a whole heck of a lot of him, right? But they saw some potential. Well, I think the potential and the athletic abilities there, but I don't know that he's played enough football.
I'm right there with you.
And there's just some simple things that you have to be able to do to be the backup quarterback. And I think I said this last week, that when you're the backup quarterback and once the season starts, you hardly get to do anything in practice.
True, yeah.
So you got to lean on your experience, and he just doesn't have that. And to go back to Romo, if Quincy Carter doesn't get cut in 2004 in training camp. He was the fourth guy. He's out, right?
Yeah.
We'll never know, you know, maybe he did it with somebody else, but he wasn't going to do it with the Cowboys. Now, I guess they could have put him on the practice squad, but remember back then the practice squad was pretty limited. It wasn't 16 players, right? It was half a dozen, eight maybe, something like that. So as a third quarterback, I would keep him and keep working with him. But as the guy that might have to go in the second half of the first game, I don't know.
Yeah. The, you know, one of the, I was watching the Wall 2.0 Deep Blue. It was really good.
I saw it last night.
Those three guys. Yeah. I watched it last night. Those three guys are, I love those guys, but there was a line that they said about when Dak and Zeke got there and how they didn't know how serious all the games were. And when I was watching Joe Milton on the sideline after a couple of errant throws, it looked like he's already in his head. And like, it's like, everything's on this. And I don't know if you can play that way. Like, I really don't know if you can play whenever you're just that wound up about, oh man, if I fail, it's all over. And I'm hoping he can get past that at some point.
Yeah. I think, you know, we have to wait. 'Cause teams are going to cut guys, right? There's going to be some quarterbacks that have actually played in the league that are going to get cut. And maybe some that maybe played more college football. Now, I know he, you know, was in college playing, what, 3 years in Michigan, 3 years at Tennessee. Mm-hmm. But he didn't play a heck of a lot of games. I think it averaged out to just around 7 games a year.
Okay.
And the most he played was 12, I think, his last game at Tennessee. And he couldn't beat Missouri, by the way.
In your face,
I'm just throwing that out there.
I always appreciate college.
Or maybe it was the year before that. I don't remember. But anyway, yeah, I just think they got to keep their eyes wide open to see what else is available. And if not, and, you know, and it's not like Will Greer has a ton of experience, right?
He's
played, what, three NFL games?
Right.
And they were back in 2019. So, they're kind of backed themselves into a little bit of a corner here.
And it feels particularly unfortunate with the numbers game that the Cowboys are going to pretty much have to, I would assume, carry three quarterbacks at a time, that you said positions like cornerback are still unsettled. It feels like, I don't know if it's going to hit on the defensive line, offensive line, cornerback, but you're going to lose somebody off your 53-man roster because you need to carry that third quarterback.
Well, they did last year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they spent that season with Trey Lance hoping, and it never materialized, right?
Yeah.
They didn't. Well, they might have kept him if it had, you know, somebody gave him some money. Chargers, right?
Right.
And he's done okay in the preseason. I don't know that he's been great. As the third quarterback making what Joe Milton's making, I could keep him on the roster. But I just don't know about putting him in a game to try to save the day.
Right.
Yeah. It'd be like going to the Rangers bullpen.
Oh my. Mickey, we just try to have a positive discussion about.
And then I dumped on two things, right?
Yeah, I saw what happened on Friday night as well and the previous week. And so one of the things that was frustrating about this game to me, like, it doesn't matter that the Cowboys lost the game. Like, I don't care about that. But it's that they struggled to stay on the field offensively. And so you got to see, like, less of maybe, I don't know if you think it's Joe Milton, but like, we got to see less of the offense than I would have hoped. They had like about 20 minutes of possession, and you saw a whole bunch of their drives wipe out pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. That felt disappointing just in terms of evaluating some of your guys in a game setting.
Yeah, especially since it's a preseason game. Did you look at the number of snaps?
No, I missed it.
47.
Ouch.
That's not enough.
Yikes.
At halftime.
They get more of those in practice.
At halftime, if I remember correctly, I got it here. If you just let me turn the page real quickly.
We'll wait.
I was thinking that Baltimore had 50 snaps. They did. 50 snaps at halftime. Yeah, so if you projected that out, that's 100 in the game when 60 and 70 is about normal, right?
Yeah.
They had 50.
Wow.
And a lot of that was because the Cowboys at halftime had, that can't be right, 18 snaps.
I was going to say, I think it was 17, but
yeah,
18
snaps. I think that is right, actually.
Yeah.
And the total yards was 273 to 31.
It's not enough. And your run game wasn't doing much. Like, but, I didn't get a good feel on Miles Sanders. And
yeah, but you didn't have enough snaps to be able to judge it. So, actually, that's a really good point. I'm going to go put that in my column, that because they had so few snaps, you didn't have a good chance to give everybody a good evaluation.
I think you also that line has to be, as I was saying on the KNC masterpiece. Ooh. On 105.3 The Fan, my daily hit.
You could leave that off, because then you'd also have to put in your column, they won't stop asking me about James. Yeah, and so I feel like we're 1-1 now. So
we're doing well, though. Yeah. We're doing well.
So the next one will really determine how we feel about this hit today. I don't think the results have come back yet, and if I'm wrong about that, please let me know. But it sounds like there are concerns about Jonathan Mingo missing time. What have you heard on that?
And yeah, I was told last night that they feared he had a PCL sprain, and so I don't know. They were going to have to check and see what level.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The sprain was, I'm sure they're doing an MRI today. Maybe Schottenheimer at 1 o'clock today.
Yeah.
We'll have some results on that. But, yeah, you know, you sat there and you go, well, I don't know, that wide receiver position is kind of congested. And, you know, that happens. You go, well, who knows? Maybe it's not that congested, you know. So, yeah, that was unfortunate because that was kind of the play before he got hurt was the play of the game, right?
Yes.
And then the next play, the pass in the end zone, that's when he sprained his knee. I think it is of some concern at this point.
Does that clear the way for maybe short-term Flannoy?
Well, I think he had a chance at, if they kept six, that I think he would have been the next guy up at six. Because there was those three guys at the back end, right? Flannoy,
Holden, maybe.
Treshawn Holden, yeah. And Jalen Brooks, who was on the team for, what, the last 2 years?
Yeah.
And, I thought Flannoy, I mean, he didn't get many opportunities Saturday night, but he did have a couple catches, and he has showed out in practices in Oxnard. So, and they judge all that stuff. So, yeah, I thought that was going to be a tough decision, if they kept five or did somebody push it to six. And then you sit there and go, wow, I don't know if they can get those three guys on the practice squad. But I'm thinking every team is kind of thinking that. We got this guy. He's really good. I don't know if we get him the practice squad. Right. So I think there's a lot of teams in that situation.
Now, real quick, the last thing I was curious about. Tomorrow, the Cowboys documentary hits Netflix. You've been around for the entirety of the Jones era, though. So does this interest you at all? Or are you like, I feel like I know most of these stories and all of this stuff?
I think in two things. One, maybe it reminds me of some things. And then two, just to know that, is this how I remember it? Mm. How accurate is it, right, to my memory? And,
right.
Hey, we're talking 30 years ago, right?
Right.
That's a long time. That could be a half a lifetime if you think about it.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to watch and see we over the weekend or whenever it was, we learned about Jerry and the cancer thing.
Yeah.
And I don't think that ever came out, even behind the scenes. I know it didn't come out, obviously, publicly, but I think we knew he did have some, we saw the remnants of some of the melanoma things that he had. But other than that, we didn't really know that. So there might be some other things. And then again, when you're interviewing guys for things like that, sometimes revisionist history,
sure,
is a little bit different than what really took place. So I'll be interested to see how those interviews went with all those guys back in the day.
Well, thank
It should be. And I think, it's 30 years ago, so there'll be some people that, didn't live through that.
Yeah, true.
So it'll be very instructional.
Yeah, I like that. How to win a Super Bowl. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right. I'll talk to you. See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola right here on 105.3 The Fan. And you can check out his stuff, of course, on DallasCowboys.com. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Was this catch all amazing?
Yes.
Or kind of lucky?
That too.
Next on The Fan.
Langford, a blast to left. If it's fair, it's gone. It's bending towards the pole. It's a fair ball into the second deck. A two-run monster mash by Wyatt Langford. And the Rangers lead 8-1.
Indeed, it was a graveyard smash as the Rangers were victorious 10-4 right now. Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for some baseball nuggets. And let's start with the quick hit. We talked about it, I think, on Thursday that Nathaniel Lowe is going to jump on with the Red Sox. We had talked about the potential for him coming back here. People seemed interested, but the Rangers were like, no, we're trying to get rid of money, not add money. We'll talk about John Gray a little bit later. But he did pick up with the Boston Red Sox. Let's go from that to, all right, so this catch is bananas.
Okay.
One of the most amazing catches I think I've ever seen, and I don't think that's hyperbole, was it all skill or a little bit of luck when the first attempt at the catch didn't exactly go his way? Give me cut number 17, and I just want you to hear the announcer's amazement as well.
Well, if your mechanics are good, not really. This is hit out into Triple's alley, and John Lulay makes the catch. Did that end up between his legs?
Yes. Yes, it did. So it looked like he had the catch. He's going to the ground out in center, I guess kind of towards right center. It looks like it slips out of the right side of his glove. And I don't know if he like directed it that way or it just kind of slipped, but he caught it in his knees and he had to get up delicately. So you didn't
drop the ball,
look like he was laying an egg or something. And then he does it like a magic trick where he goes, ta-da, here's the baseball between my knees. Was that all awesomeness or at least a little bit of luck?
Can I explain something real quick before I answer?
Yes.
This was such a significant thing that my Google alerts sent me an alert to let me know that this happened.
Oh.
And I don't think it was ESPN. I think it was like some other, it was like a news site that was like, hey, look at this awesome catch. And I was like,
I really hope all your news alerts are in all caps at all times.
No, that's what they say. They yell at me, my alerts.
This catch.
I didn't watch it then because I was like, don't tell me what to do. I'm very defiant towards my alerts.
Are you Andy Sandberg from I Threw It on the Ground?
I Threw It on the Ground. But then this morning I was at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And the TV kind of was like, hey, you're going to watch it, whether you like it or not. And I was like, all right. So I did. They played it 5 times in a row. Mm. Every single time they showed me this highlight.
You thought he was going to drop it?
The his name and the catch, the Chiron was in the way.
Oh.
The text, I couldn't see if he, I was like, hold on, did he really catch it or not? And I'm like, I'm sure they went back and watched this thing 100 times and they figured out he caught it. So that's all to get me to this point, Kevin. I think it was lucky that it landed behind his leg.
Mm.
Very lucky. But it's still an awesome catch.
For sure.
So that's the answer in your face.
Absolutely. Okay.
You're welcome, Alec.
I agree with that.
I just went through all that for you, buddy.
So
that's nice.
The Brewers extended their single season franchise record with their 14th straight win. Now that was on Saturday. They have since lost in extra innings yesterday. So now the streak is over, but they won 14 straight games, most ever consecutively for them in a single season. The only longer winning streak they had was from 86 to 87 when they won their last 3 games of that season and then started off the next season 13-0. So it was a record for them, despite the fact that they lost in extra innings yesterday. Still good for them. Not good for Victor Robles. So the outfielder for the Mariners was playing in a minor league game as part of a rehab assignment. There was an inside pitch. He did not care for it, and he ended up throwing his bat at the pitcher.
At the pitcher?
Not surprisingly, he got thrown out, and then he tried to charge the mound, and the umpire, and some of his teammates tried to stop him, and then he went into the dugout and chucked like one of those, like the water bottle.
Jug?
No, it was
the Gatorade thing?
The tray. Okay. It was like a tray of water bottles. He like chucked that out onto the field as well. Hey, look, you're already ejected.
I don't think we get enough of those anymore.
Okay.
I feel like when I was a kid, we got highlights of dudes going nuts like that all the time. And, you know, who was the manager that crawled behind the pitching mound and threw the rosin bag like it was a grenade? And was it Pinella that picked up first base and walked off with it?
Yes.
Like, I feel like we don't get enough of those awesome moments in baseball anymore. That really was charming about the sport.
But, like, okay, I agree with you on that. For Robles,
but don't throw the bat at the pitcher, dude. That's not safe.
I agree. I get why he was mad because he's like, hey, D-Wad, I'm on a rehab assignment to get back. Don't be hitting me.
True.
And so you could like reset the entire process or maybe ruin my season when my team hasn't let us all down just yet. That's coming. Don't worry, Mariners fans. I got you. And so
it's on the way.
Just wanted
no matter who you trade for.
If you get the opportunity, I agree with that. If you get the opportunity, check it out because Robles really got his money's worth with that ejection.
All right.
All right,
let me ask you a question because I know you really want to talk about something else, but How do you think you would handle an ejection? Would you just be like, all right, I'm out of here. I wanted to be out of here anyway. Or would you think you'd be like, time to be demonstrative?
No.
Because yeah, I told you about when I got ejected in that soccer game. Look. Took my shirt off and threw it at somebody.
I told you.
It was fun.
That in a church baseball camp game.
Yeah, that's right.
I spiked my notebook on the ground and then eventually clapped and goes, that's fine. Everybody gets four outs. Four outs for everybody.
That's right.
How
okay.
do you think,
I think I know.
It would go if I got ejected from a game?
You know what? That we need to talk to boss today in our meeting.
Okay.
That's what we need to work with. We need to get the Rangers to host a big party at the stadium where we have people come get ejected and show us how they would handle it.
See, but you know I'm a nerd too, so I would have like studied the rule book to see what the fine levels are.
You can
yeah, and they're like, hey, if you get ejected and do this, you're going to get fined up to $10,000. It will not exceed $10,000 unless, and then I'll be like, well, let's work everything yes. we can in that range
yeah.
and do all of that. All right, a couple of injury notes, and then Corey, you're going to love this story. Zach Wheeler went on the injured list for the Phillies. Obviously, a really tough break right there with a blood clot near his shoulder. Maybe I was not aware of this, but going back to like Wemby and stuff, I just feel like we've heard so many more blood clot-based injured list appearances, which is great that we have like the technology to acknowledge and hopefully try to work on that. I guess I don't remember this many injuries yeah. of that type.
And maybe that is... There's one of two things. Either something happened recently, Kevin, that's creating more of these. I don't know what that could be. Or we have more testing for it.
I
don't know. I don't know which one's
which. I'm inclined to think the second one, but to be fair, I have
you get to
no
choose
medical background.
And come up with the ideas All right. on those.
Okay, thanks for that. I think I see where
everybody
this is
has the freedom of those decision choices.
By the way, Marcelo Meyer, he had season-ending wrist surgery for the Red Sox as well. And so, you know, we were talking about how they picked up Nathaniel Lowe. This is an alternate injury that they also had. Now, let's go to the Little League World Series and Cal Raleigh. Cal Raleigh feels like the ambassador of fun for baseball
right now.
Because
of his dumper?
Yes. And did you see... At the Little League, that actually is relevant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
At the Little League World Series, he signed a toilet seat, the big dumper, at the Little League World Series. You can see like all of these kids and stuff holding up baseballs. But then, of course, what catches your attention is somebody like maybe too deep holds up a toilet seat and is like, hey, will you sign this? And he's like, I will.
That's awesome.
Toilet
seat. I love that. I think that's you made it sound like it was the whole toilet. Like they brought the entire toilet. Now
no,
it's just the seat.
No, it's the seat and the extra seat. I don't know. It's
the
like
lid.
The lid and the seat that you put down because you think sitting on that part
but
is
not
less
the John.
Gross.
Oh.
Yeah, look.
It's less gross if you close the top of it.
I guess. I don't know. I think people have overstated that. But yeah, if you were able to hold up the entire toilet, that feels like that's going to end poorly for somebody in front of you and you just drop it on them.
Yeah, probably so.
So yeah, Cal Raleigh continues
that's awesome.
To be the ambassador of fun for Major League Baseball.
It'd be awesome if he was a player, not on the Mariners.
Oh, I was going to say, he is very good, but I get what you're saying. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Cowboys questions that matter in the aftermath of the Ravens preseason game. Next on The Fan.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring
listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.